Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Who's the person in your family that has the hilarious sense of humor? Maybe a little sarcastic, a little biting, and that what makes it even more enjoyable. I hope you have one. For me, it's my baby sister. This is what she sent me today. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. So I'm telling you today, you're ugly and you're adopted. And yeah, I smiled. It was a great way to connect with her. And then my mom had an experience today. She gave a gift to someone she cared about. And the gift was kind of large. It needed preparation to receive it. And the person that was taking the gift didn't realize how much preparation it was going to take to receive it. And they made my mom wrong over it. They pointed the finger at her that things weren't working out the way they thought. Let's take both of those examples and say that there's a library, there's a room in your mind that holds all of your memories, and that you can have the memory of somebody that's absolutely hilarious or the memory of somebody who's doing things to hurt you. And let's say you get locked in that room with those memories. It doesn't matter if they're good or they're bad. You don't have freedom of expression to discover what's on the other side. You keep repeating the same chapter where they took these actions. You keep repeating and replaying it over and over in your mind. And this is when the chapter of your life becomes your story. And it's not supposed to stay stagnant. There is another level to be developed, if at all possible. So what am I talking about here? I'm talking about the core four. And the core four are four levels of development that we all go through. And out of the four, we will pick one, if not two, that are our very most favorites. And they're for ourselves as well as others. So there is the first level where you're looking at the punisher or the guard. The punisher, when they feel bad, they don't take responsibility. They project it onto other people. And you know, when they feel bad, somebody's going to have to pay the price, and you don't want to be in their environment because that's typically going to be you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What they really want to do is to be able to guard their heart, because out of our heart, all the issues of life flow. And so to guard your heart means I have to be careful what I let in. I don't want to let in someone else's dysfunction or their toxic acting. But until the punisher has become focused on themselves and recognized and have an awareness of what they're doing, when they feel bad, they're going to make someone else pay the price. This would be the example of my mom in her giving the gift. Now, this is where we need to be careful, because if we're locked in a room with memories of being punished and of other punishers, then our own personality cannot develop. And we will continue to seek out people to fill that role. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't mean that the punisher punishes all the time. It's just when they feel bad. which means you're going to do everything you can to overcompensate to make sure that they don't, so it's not taken out on you. And this is a story that we want to add on to because it's incomplete to where, oh yeah, I used to seek out that cast of characters, but I have now developed the other side of myself so that I can spot when someone's doing that and choose how much access I'm going to give them to my life. Then the next level up is the rebel or the adventurer. And the rebel is going to fight any type of authority. Well, there's two types of goals. There's approach and there's avoidance. And when you're constantly finding things to fight, you get stuck in a loop of what you're moving away from and never actually getting into the life that you want to experience. And this can happen when we get stuck in a room with memories of everything that's been done wrong to us because of the punishers. Yeah. We really want to expand and see what else is out there. So you need to understand that the law of polarity says everything is created as a whole. And there's a pain side, there's a progress side, just like there's in and out, up and down. So we don't necessarily want to get rid of that rebel because she can let us know, hey, somebody's trying to have power over me. That's the fourth step in learned helplessness. There's, you're going to take it personal. That is so aggravating when I hear people go, well, you just need to take 100% responsibility for everything that's in your life. No, you don't. You do need to take 100% responsibility for moving forward and becoming informed and not infected, being aware of what they're doing and then choosing to have boundaries and rules. But that's what started this mess, is you took responsibility for someone else's well-being when it didn't belong to you. And you learned to overcompensate. So the rebel can let you know when there's a red light. I don't like red flags because I can be like a bull in a china shop, wave a red flag in front of me, and I'm taking off after it. Instead, there's a green light. Hey, go. This is good. We can go into progress. Yellow. I need to be aware. Red. I need to stop and pause. Okay? So the rebel can say, hey, stop and pause. We need risk mitigation here. But what you really want is the adventure, which is fuller expression. Then after that, we move into being the savior or the superstar. Savior, you have to martyr yourself. You have to sacrifice yourself for others to be okay. Superstar, you're focusing on your strengths, talents, abilities, and gifts. Now let's go back to my sister. What if I locked myself in the library, in my mind, with memories of her just being funny? Well, that means whenever something would come along in her life that would hurt and wouldn't be funny, well, I wouldn't be able to handle it because I would have put her into a role and that's what she's going to play. And if she can't play, she is not cast in my next production. So superstars have a group of people that support them. They don't get that success on their own. And I love being the supporting cast for my sister when she lets me. So the savior says, yes, what is everything that I must give up? And at some point, you don't want to experience that anymore. You're tired of giving it up, but you've been taught to overcompensate for others. I don't know if you can hear Thor whining in the background. It's storming right now outside, and he wants to go out and play. And I'm like, I'm not letting you out. And then being your savior by going out and rescuing you. So yesterday morning, maybe, there was a tornado warning that went off at 4:30 in the morning. The house next door to me were on a hill. So their basement looks into my first floor of my house. So I see the little girl, she's like 11 years old. She's all huddled up with her teddy bear and her parents. And she's looking at me out in my backyard in the dark going, come on, door. I know we just got up, but hurry up and go pee because I can't see the tornado that's getting ready to come our way. Okay. So to be a savior, you have to sacrifice yourself. And there are things that we do need to give up in order for others to be okay. Whenever I work with clients, sometimes I need to change some rules around to make sure that we can meet in a way that fits their schedule as well as mine. It's not always so black and white. On the links I send them, I had somebody reach out and go, yeah, you don't have any times available on this one day. And I looked at it and I said, yeah, here's what I can open up for you. So it is all right to sacrifice things, but you don't necessarily sacrifice the healthiest parts of you. Okay. And then the final one is the needy nurturer or the loving leader. And this is what we're all aspiring to as we move through these different levels. Now, the needy nurturer doesn't understand boundaries. They can be very intrusive. They can be very demanding. And that they are trying to position themselves in your life to where you must have them. And at times, if you're taught to connect to people who are hot messes instead of connecting to love because it wasn't displayed for you, then you will seek out, again, the story that is turned into the life story instead of it's just one book that's incomplete in the series. We need to add on to it. You're actually thinking that if you continue to connect this way with other needy nurturers or being a needy nurturer yourself, you think that if you do it enough that they'll finally give you the crumbs of connection. They're not going to. No. They're always moving it. More is needed. Okay. So when you get locked into a story, your powerful mind just continues to seek ways to relive that story again and again. And then that's sabotage. And then the angst builds up and you reach for something or someone that's unhealthy to give you relief. And now we got two problems. We've got the original pattern. And then we've got the habit that gives you relief because of that pattern. And they're just continuing to compound. Okay, what do you need to do? You need to discover what level you're at and what it is that you should be valuing, because each of these levels have values, whether it is on the pain side or the progress side. So what you need to value, what your current habits are, and what's going to give you resolution in upgrading the story and getting out of that locked room. If I can assist you, I actually have a course put together in the Time to Thrive membership, and you can go to dawnlandrum.com and see all the details. This course is only going to be available for this month, and registration is only going to be open for a couple of weeks. So until we get together again, get out of the role that is so limiting, as well as beginning to see the roles that you've put others in, or maybe that they've chosen for themselves and for you in life, and get out there and look for impression of increase, how you can go further, faster than ever before. Becoming a healingpreneur, could that be you? It's not just a career. It is a calling to help people peel back the layers so they can move into progress of their brilliance and their magnificence. If this could potentially be you, then I want to let you know I am offering you the ability to train with me privately at the group investment. I only have room right now for one person to be able to do this over the summer. We're going to take a look at our schedules, and we're going to fit training to where it's a good fit for you, as well as what I have open. And you can take up to 3 months, not only to train, but up to 3 months to take care of your investment. But again, I only have an opening for one. Why is this? Because my trainings that I do, even on the advanced side, are a little bit lighter over the summer. So it creates space, and that might be a space and a place that is waiting for you. So this is what I'd like you to do. Go to dawnlandrum.com, click on the tab, become a certified hypnotist, see everything that is offered there. Again, it is at the group rate that you will be training with me privately. And then reach out to me. There's going to be a button that shows up on the bottom where we can have a phone call. And let's make sure that this and myself are the right fit for you. So, healingpreneur, is that your calling?